Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line now by the winner of the Noel O'Reilly Coach of the Year Award, Breed McGinty. Congratulations, first of all.
Thanks very much. It's an honour to actually be nominated, never mind winning it. I was shocked, but delighted.
Yeah, I suppose then, how nice did it feel to receive the award in your home county, you know, and also be in the presence of the current Republic of Ireland women's team coach, Vera Powell?
I suppose all my work has been done in the county, so it was good to actually have it recognised when that's where I'm based. So it's good to have it recognised in my own county. It was good to have the conference. The speakers that were on for the weekend were excellent. As you said, Vera was up. Eileen Gleeson, who was her assistant, then moved to Glasgow City and now is the head of women's football in Ireland. And it was brilliant just to hear their insight in various aspects of the game, their knowledge and expertise. It's something to have them in the same room and listening to them is brilliant and gives coaches from this area a chance to actually see what's happening, not just locally, but nationally and internationally as well.
Yeah, and I suppose going back to the very start then, how did you get into coaching in the first place?
Well, I would say I've always been a mad soccer head, I think at sports in general, I would have been in Gaelic background, and basketball background, and soccer was always my love. So just got involved with Laggett Harps and Gable Crawford, Lorraine Crawford, Jeremy Garrigill, and Deirdre McGarrigle were excellent with me throughout the time at initially. In Lagan, the committee was always supportive. And then later on with Benny Doherty and John Cannon, we just re-energised the girls and had a lot of success in the club and the girls element, which was good.
Yeah, and do you believe now that more women should be getting involved in the sport? I know it's a growing area at the moment. Do you think more should be getting involved?
Well, I think there's better opportunity for women to get involved. Initially when I did starting out in my coaching badges, you were in a mixed environment with men and it was a confidence thing. You go in and you feel inferior. You feel as if they have the more knowledge in the game than what you would have. Not that they would interpret it that way, but it was just your perception of the game or the coaching courses, but the FAI have done tremendous work over the last number of years in encouraging more females to get involved. They've done female only. They've done workshops like coaching in the women's game, where they're now in saying that there's males working in the female game as well, and they're in them workshops. But you go into a room and you could have 20 rather than being a single person in that room. So the coaching, the FAI coaching staff have evolved the setup over the last couple of years. So it's good. It gives you, I did the UEFA B female only and grew in confidence in that. Whereas in the A license, it was a mixed group and there were 5 females on it. But we had confidence, we knew that when we went in, we had the same confidence and knowledge of the men, and just to tap in to their expertise. You go into an A license course and you're in with ones that are playing or coaching it in the professional game in England, even League of Ireland clubs, and you're thinking we're just back in Donegal at local level, but the knowledge that we have is the same as theirs, and you just gain more knowledge, and it's the learning aspect of it.
And of course, the Women's World Cup is coming up now in the summer. I suppose we'll hope to have some good Donegal involvement in it for sure.
Yeah, I would be expecting that Amber and Kira would be. Now, in saying that, you just don't know with girls still playing, injuries, hopefully everybody stays injury free. It's going to be a tough, tough selection. I know Erin McLaughlin was in at the last camp. She's not invited into this camp. Roman McLaughlin was in the last camp, not invited in this camp. Emma Doherty's up at the home-based training. So that's 5 high-potential players that could potentially be going to Australia. and that would be a massive achievement for the Donegal. Like,
yeah, and do you think that with the, you know, if we have the so many Donegal involvement, do you think that could help get more women involved, not even just in the county, well, in general, getting involved in the sport?
Yeah, I think when people see the or like what is out there, the potential that they can, like, I know in a lot of the clubs now, I think we have 20 in the local league, there's 25 clubs, and in them 25 clubs there is female coaches involved. We've got female coaches involved in the Donegal interleague squads this year. Like, over the last couple of years, you would have Sinead from Rafoe, Una Hagen from Mulford Mulroy, you'd have Soraya from Mulroy, that have got involved at the county level, and their knowledge has just been passed down to the girls. The other thing was for the Donegal Women's League under 17 and 19 players we had last year, we got them involved in the coaching pathway, and we've seven of them now currently have completed their D license and hoping to go on for a UFSC later on at the end of the year. Brian Dorian's really encouraging and trying to get them on that pathway, that they're getting that level of, or getting them coaching badges early so that they can influence younger players. And most of them are helping out either at local clubs or at in the Donegal League centres. So it's brilliant to have there, like, the young girls can see the potential that they can come to by being coached by them players.
Yeah, and then finally, Breed, what's next for you?
Well, I'm starting the Elite A now in March. So that's another year of learning and getting the knowledge again. And then I've started with Letterkenny Rovers with the girls' side in that. I was with Lagan right up until the end of last year. So it's a new challenge with them. And we had an open day with a lot of new participations, the girls that have never played before, which is encouraging, trying to give people, it's an untapped pool in Letterkenny, that hoping that there'll be more come out and actually play and start to get involved in the games.